Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Vizsla Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA, also traded on the NYSE under that same symbol, VZLA. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Vizsla Silver is focused at the Panuku project. The company already came out with an initial mineral resource. That initial mineral resource, a little over 100 million ounces silver equivalent. Their company is continuing to drill, and just recently, June 21st, back on Tuesday, released a very impressive drill result from this Copala area. This Copala vein was discovered, I believe, late last year. Already contributed a little bit to that overall resource, but the headline number here of little over 1,000 grams per ton silver equivalent over almost 20 and a half meters. That's true width. There are some other drill results within this news release that also have some nice widths and some high grades, including hole 155. That's 900 grams per ton silver equivalent over 14 and a half meters true width. A few other results here, grading the whole way up to over 4,500 grams per ton silver equivalent, over 1.3 meters true width. Mike, give us a summary here of this Copala area, how significant it's becoming to the overall project.
Well, you know, Copala has really turned into something special here. And of course, the best part is that it's wide open along strike and down dip as well. So I expect Copala to continue to grow. But just what we have here alone really lends itself to, you know, the idea that we'll have multiple phases of mining throughout the district here. And why Copala is quite interesting is that it sits very close to the Napoleon structure as well, too. So, you know, I believe Tijitos is about 500 meters to the east of Napoleon. And Copala, you know, runs into abuts Tijitos. So, you know, between Napoleon, Tijitos, and now Copala, we're putting together a very sizable resource here that that will lend itself to having multiple phases of mining moving forward. And why that's important is that this is really coming together into something that could be very large scale, large tonnage, high grade underground mine here in Mexico. And you know, I don't know really any of these on this scale that exist in the hands of a junior mining company right now. It's, you know, this is an excellent place to be as a shareholder of Vizsla.
So the mineralized footprint of this Copala area is now 600 meters along strike by 400 meters down dip. This is now, or this has been grown by 46 drill holes that are now reported from Copala. How much has this grown in terms of strike and down dip?
Well, you know, it started off with just a couple of holes. So, you know, really it was probably about 100 meters by 100 meters. And now it's gone, you know, six times that along strike and four times that down dip. But it's completely open down dip and along strike. So we're expecting it to continue.
Now, Mike, one thing that caught my eye within this news release is you're talking about this Copala area and how initially within that resource, the Copala contributed about 25 million ounces of silver equivalent through just eight drill holes. Now that you have 46 drill holes, what sort of growth is possible from Copala?
Well, what I would say is that, you know, we've given the dimensions here. If you look at, you know, what might be an average width here, you know, it's as wide as 80 meters in some places and it goes down to about 4 meters or 3 meters in other places. But, you know, the vast majority of Copala is a very thick structure. So if you were to take the, you know, the dimensions and multiply that by the what you might think is the average width, you know, there's a couple of other inputs there, like specific gravity that we've announced in the past. And you could look at, you know, the grade here, which I think is potentially higher than our resource grade on average. You could see that, you know, the potential for resources to increase dramatically from that first, you know, first eight holes, you know, is very serious. So, you know, in addition to us drilling this and continuing to grow Copala, you know, we're also drilling Napoleon, growing Napoleon, Tijitos, we're drilling that as well. So, you know, the whole district in our resource area is continuing to grow, you know, and in the context of the market today, it's really interesting because, you know, we're in good financial shape and, you know, we have 9 rigs turning across the district. We're adding mineralization in the resource areas. Everything's open, continuing to grow. But the share price is actually, you know, it's below the price that we raised money at when we made our discovery. So the project's de-risked significantly. You know, we own the district and, you know, it's a bargain share price right now.
So since you mentioned the share price and how it has continued to fade, very much like all other precious metals, juniors, exploration companies, even producers, do you know of any major sellers that have come in and started liquidating positions? Or is this simply just what we've seen across the board is people, unfortunately, just getting out and going into cash?
Well, you know, Craig and I were talking about that this morning, you know, and we have our theories, I suppose. But, you know, one of the things is that we've done a really good job of getting the word out there. And there's all types of different groups of investors in Vizsla. And I think, you know, there's probably investors that have crypto holdings. There's probably investors that are, you know, exposed to the broader market. So, you know, when you see, you know, whatever the other items that people are invested in drop, you know, I think that could be bringing share prices of other liquid stocks down as well, too, because people are, you know, generally trying to find liquidity where they can find it. Now, we've seen this happen 2020, 2008, other crashes, of course. And, you know, it's always, you know, the panic selling is never correct in these quality names. You know, there's always the opportunity to buy these things or hold these things and make money on good quality names. So, you know, I'm not worried about this. The business is finding lots of silver, growing resources, and building a very large-scale producing district here in Mexico.
Mike, one other point to note about some of these drill results are the breakup or the allocation between silver and gold that is contributing to the silver equivalent. I'm not seeing any other metals here. What's significant about simply this being silver and gold in these results?
The economics of the resource that we put out is 95% precious metals and 5% zinc, lead and zinc. So, you know, already it's clear that we have a precious metals district. It's not a zinc district dressed up as a silver or gold district. So I think it's excellent to show that we've got gold and silver and, you know, the value of those metals, you know, are very high. And so, you know, when you see silver equivalent, it's often in other companies, you might see all these base metals being lumped into it and getting a higher equivalency. But with us, it's all about precious metals here. And you know, from my perspective, I love the value proposition of precious metals in a severe inflationary environment that we're in. But I also love the industrial application of silver. And I think that we're going to be in excellent shape here as the economy, you know, is doing what it's doing. And I think the value in these metals is going to be very clear and in high demand shortly.
So with regard to the drill rigs turning, you mentioned 9 are turning right now. What's the allocation to each resource area or area that is being drilled? And overall strategy at these areas, is it infill drilling or just continued expansion to grow the resource?
Well, we're doing both. So we're growing Copala here, which I'd consider, you know, resource and exploration growth here at Copala with 3 rigs. We have 3 rigs at Napoleon, and we have 2 rigs in the central portion of the district drilling Los Generales and Rosarito. And we also have 1 rig that's testing new targets outside of the resource area in the west. So we have a theory about the potential for undercover veins west of Napoleon. And so we're exploring for that. But really what we'd love to do is find another one of these flatline structures here like Copala. And I suspect that that will be a possibility as we move forward. And the team has some ideas on that already.
Now, are you guys going to put economics around any of the resource, or when you move forward, I'm sure you're going to update that resource. When does it become time to start showing how economic these ounces are?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And I think this is something that you have to let the resource dictate how you do that. So what we're doing is we're drilling and we're trying to find the natural boundaries of these vein systems. Now, of course, with Napoleon, we haven't found that yet. So we're going to continue to drill there. I suspect that Napoleon is going to be a major resource as we move forward. I you know, I get really excited thinking about how big Napoleon can get. We haven't found any limitations to the depth extent yet. With Copala, you know, we still need to explore a lot here, grow that out. Tijitos, there's more for us to drill there. So, you know, we'd be kind of shooting ourselves in the foot by posting economics now on something where we don't even know the extents of the mineralization. So now that can change. You know, we drilled 6 months now since the cutoff, 6-7 months from the cutoff of the last resource. I expect, you know, the Q4 of this year to put out an updated resource here. You know, it's possible we may do one more updated resource before putting economics out, or maybe we do an extra one. It's hard to say right now, but what we do want to do is not hamstring ourselves, and we want to wrap economics around something that's meaningful in the scheme of the silver market, silver gold market. And typically what that might mean is a mine plan around, you know, very meaningful annual production. So 10 years of a good production rate. And, you know, from my perspective, when I look at that in the world of silver producers, 12 million ounces is kind of a baseline there. But I see the potential here at Vizsla for 12 million ounces to actually be a bit smaller than what we're able to do. So we're going to, you know, in the context of that and our vision of being a very large scale producer, high grade producer of silver and gold in Mexico, we're going to make sure that we have the metal inventory that's meaningful, you know, before we wrap economics around anything.
Fair enough. Hey, there's still, it sounds like, a lot of exploration to do and still growing the resource. And again, that was just the initial resource that came in at a little over 106 million ounces silver equivalent. Let's quickly get an update on the cash in the bank, because that is critical right now for any company because of just how tough these markets have been. Where does the company stand with cash in the bank, and what generally are you expecting to end the year with?
So we've got just under 20 million Canadian in the bank right now, and I expect that we'll end the year off still with a large cash position, and we're fully funded for this exploration that we're doing for 2022 and well into 2023.
Okay, Mike, thanks for the update. Again, I'll post a link to the news section on the Vizsla website where you can read over the most recent news release and a lot of the other drill results that have been coming in on a pretty consistent basis. If you have any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get Mike to address those and we'll follow up on the back of some more news. Mike, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Corey. I appreciate it.